Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn this up.
The Slacker Show.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are discovering things about one another every day on this show.
I like it.
It's the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Because you know how they talk about like Pandora's box, how you open it and you just can't get her back in the box. I don't want to know what I just learned about you and your wife.
Why? What?
Why? I like it.
It's
I don't
weird,
like it. I understand it.
I don't understand it, and it's weird. You just... First off, I don't know that I needed to know your turn-ons.
Oh, okay. Well,
you already knew them, because you do them to him.
Yeah. And you could do better.
I am one of your turn-ons. Do you ever ask your wife to just say crappy things to you in bed? So it's like, oh, pretend you're slacker and say, you're fat.
No, it really hurt me. Come on.
Talk to me with a gruff, weird voice and then cackle a lot. Slurp your cereal. Apparently, I am a cereal slurper.
Oh.
My son just told me that. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So now I'm not allowed to eat cereal. Never mind. We're way off topic. I'm just not allowed to eat cereal
We're
anywhere.
Learning things about you. Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
I would like to invite you guys over, or maybe I can just bring some cereal in here and I'll eat it and you guys tell me if it's inordinate. Like, okay. You get milk and cereal in every bite.
Based on your sneezes, I can almost guarantee you're a slurper.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't everybody slurp cereal?
No.
Well, how do you not, when you're putting something in your mouth that has both substance and liquid?
Well, it's like, I don't put milk in my cereal, so.
Oh my God, you communist. Okay, fine. Anyway, T-Hack today slurped in my cereal.
Yeah. Let's get back to the slurping talk.
Why don't you talk about the turn on?
Well, so I am not a cigarette. I've never in my life smoked a cigarette.
Nor have I.
In fact, I find them.
What?
Never.
Really?
My dad smoked.
Same. I still smoke one.
I found it so repulsive. I actually dated a girl who smoked, which was very weird for me.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could. But my parents never smoked. So it's like I was never around it. So then it's the opposite for me. When I'm around it, it's so like pungent and strong that I'm not used to it. So you had the opposite where you grew up around it and then didn't want to do that?
What do you call them? Cherry bombs? The end of the ashes, like,
because
my dad didn't have air conditioning in the car, so he just flick his ashes out the car, and like we're in the back seat with the windows rolled down, so we just go right on your chest, and you're like, my brothers, we learned stop, drop, and roll in the back seat of a car.
So I'm back there.
I'm on fire.
No, but my dad was a smoker as well. I still smoked a Prime Time once.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, just God, to try never.
It. Which I guess, I don't know if it counts because it's a fruit-flavored cigarette.
Yeah, no, those are like a Swisher Sweet or something. That doesn't count. That's more of a cigar, anyway.
So I've never smoked a cigarette, but I've had a couple cigars. Because when you turn 18, that's like one of the things is you go get some cigars. And so I've had some cigars throughout my life, but I never like them. I don't know what I'm doing.
Can I ask, what's the point of a cigar? Because that's one that I've never smoked.
Don't ask me.
Because
you don't inhale it, right?
You kind of do. You're mostly just getting the flavor in your mouth. You're also getting a pretty good head high from it.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
I like it. Depending on, like, if you're doing a rookie cigar like a Swisher Sweet, you're mostly just getting a lot of flavor off of it.
Yeah.
If you're doing a big Robusto or whatever, like the one dude spits in the parking lot every day, I think you're getting a little bit of a head high from it.
Gotcha.
Like, you'll take a regular buzz and elevate it like three levels.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think I've ever smoked a cigar even properly. I just kind of wait for it to be done. That's what I'm kind of doing.
Just holding it, like, this is it, fellas.
Doesn't get much better than this.
It's like an incense almost instead.
Get away, get away.
That you're saying. Tonight is kind of special. All right, so I've smoked
a few cigars, and there was one time where we were visiting some friends, and he's a big cigar guy. So, oh, you want to try a cigar? So you're also like, well, this is your thing, but I don't want to say no, but I also don't want to say yes, because I'm not going to give it the proper... I'm such a novice.
Did you have to clip it yourself and do the whole thing?
He did a lot of it. He held my hand, and we did it together.
Did he have like the blowtorch kind of way to light it?
Yeah,
he did. He's a real dude.
Yeah, and they were in like a nice box and stuff. They weren't. I'm like, oh, they normally come in a pack.
No, he's keeping them moist. He's keeping them.
Okay.
It's a humidor is what you call the box.
The box. Okay, so he's way into it. He's way into it.
How did I get on a show with heathens?
The cigars are humid.
Okay, it's humid.
Okay, humid.
Did you say human?
Humid.
Okay.
No.
What just happened?
No. Anyway.
Soylent Green is made of people!
What is that?
You've never seen... It's a movie we had to watch when we were young. It's like a sci-fi movie where everybody has to eat these crackers.
No.
And like... it's a sci-fi movie and everybody's like just continuing to eat the crackers and you're like... And one guy's like, something's wrong about these crackers. Why are the crackers? And then it's a rite of passage. When you turn a certain age, you go up to the mountains and then you just never come back. And he discovers... that you're going up there and you're being made into the crackers. So it's like the key moment in the movie is he comes in and is like, Soylent Green is made from people. Might even be Charlton Heston, like the same dude who did the, you damn, get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape. From Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
You know what's fun about us? We learn about each other. And then we learn nothing. The whole show is literally down in a ditch right now, and none of us are saving it.
No.
It would normally be my job, but I'm not going to save it. I'm the one who took us here.
We got to get back to what turns me on.
Soylent Green is made from people!
Close. No, so I'm enjoying my cigar with my friends.
That's made from humans.
No, it's a lovely cigar, I'm sure, okay. But I'm not appreciating it. Anyway, so my wife then comes out, and she's sitting with us, and I kind of pass her the cigar, like, oh, we're all out here, like, here. And she takes it and puts it in, takes a couple puffs, and I look at her, and I'm just like, wow, that's... very sexy. I don't want you to start smoking.
The way she smoked it?
Yeah, just that she like grabbed it and just was like chill with it and just took a couple
puffs.
She knew
what to do. She was confident.
Yeah. Exactly. All of that. All of that. I don't want her to start smoking because
if that was a cigarette, you'd feel different.
Yeah, I would feel different. But there's something about seeing her with the cigar. It was like, it's kind of hot. like you're doing it way better than I'm doing it.
Do you feel the same if she were to like go golfing and just crush it?
You ever seen a chick with a killer golf swing?
Oh, yeah.
My golf swing is terrible. I'm terrible. And for some reason, my YouTube scroll hole or my whatever is suddenly a whole bunch of shorts of women with sick golf swings. Yeah, and
I get that too. That's not all they have going for them.
They normally have a motor booty to back it up. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. If only they had a cigar in their mouth.
Yeah. Are they playing golf?
We're not going to be able to hold this together. I'm a little shocked by this number.
What?
The number two is a lot. There's a story out of researchers in Washington State. I think one of you two brought forth in your pile of potential things to talk about recently, like research projects that don't need to be done.
Yeah.
Or something
where
it's just like, I find things like this, like I have people in my life suffering from varying forms of cancer and things. And we just lost Aaron's sister to breast cancer. And it's like, and then we did that ice bucket challenge and we got like super close to like knocking out whatever that was. What was that for?
ALS.
Yeah. I think they figured it out sort of. I believe the research, they kind of figured out how to get rid of ALS based on so many people doing that challenge and putting money in and whatever. And it's like, oh my God. And I've heard like You know how we're part of Luke's Posse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For DIPG. I think
yes.
that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
They're like $3 million away or something low like that from wiping that damn thing out.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's given it to it. Like, we just need, if anybody out there listening wants to be, hey, I was the guy who put DIPG off the planet, like, call whoever, like, look up DIPG and give them a bunch of money and let's eradicate that thing.
Let's do it.
My point is, there are big things like that to solve. And I think we should just like focus on one, get rid of it, focus on another one, get rid of it, do that. But instead, in Washington State, they're like, how much did you poop? Like, let's get a bunch of scientists together and figure out the optimal amount of poop.
But isn't that, it's necessary.
What's good about that?
Well, we were just talking about, there's people that like, their movements, I'm trying to be careful, their movements are what they think is normal, but it's not normal.
It's actually
normal
not, and it's like, causing damage.
Yeah.
What do you think is not? Like, you think a lot is normal, a little is normal, or both are abnormal? Like,
both are abnormal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on the count of three, let's all say our number.
Hold on. Number,
how many times you poop a day?
Okay.
A day? Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 400. I'm pooping now.
That's why your face looks like that.
No, that's just my face. No, I've become a more frequent pooper than I've ever been in my life.
It's the alcohol.
Is it? Oh. No, because I'm not like a.
Mm. You're not a what?
It's. Solid, strong like bull. It's like a real poop. It's not like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see it.
We're so immature. I didn't hear what anybody said. How many did you say?
I said two. I think about two. But
you really poop twice a day?
Probably almost three. Probably almost three. But it's
you almost just before, you, hang
is almost now.
We're averaging it out. Yeah, I'm almost pooping now. Because I've said before that I have a bidet, right? And I love my bidet. And the bidet helps to clean you. It also kind of gets things moving.
You sometimes go in there when the contractions aren't coming.
No, there's sometimes... No, I'm saying you go, you use the bidet, you clean yourself, but the bidet and the spraying effects of it, then a few minutes later, sometimes you're like, I feel some more. And I think it's from the bidet because it's like, it's kind of like an enema, for lack of a better word. It's like you're spraying water up there. Like it's
up there. How much pressure you got out there, Parker?
we do
like a power washer. Yeah. You ever just clean your bathroom floor with a bidet? You're just like,
I have the different nozzles depending on the job.
Does your son use it?
No, he doesn't. No.
So he's a wiper. You do still have toilet paper.
We do. Yeah. And we do. And then you kind of need to. Sometimes you got to dry or whatever. So we still have the toilet paper.
I thought you had a towel there.
We do have a towel, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that towel.
What? It's clean.
That towel has seen better days.
It's clean. All right, fine. I'll wash it.
Oh my God, that's so gross. I feel like I was a once a day for eternity.
Were you at the same time too? Was it
kind
like
of,
in the morning kind of?
Like you wait, like if I wake up, like I was one of those, like I don't smoke, but like coffee. Like you have that cup of coffee and your body just starts going, rawr, 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 hello. Or like there was a time when I was more fit where like I would wake up with a warm glass of water, a little bit of salt in it. Like you use a good salt. Everybody told us for years Himalayan sea salt was the way. And now it's supposedly killing us. Now it's Celtic salt, I think, is a good one to use. And lemon. And you're like warm water going into your empty stomach with lemon in it. Look out.
Really? It's,
I bet if you drank that while sitting on a bidet. It's like water world up in there. Maybe not. How many did you say, Aaron?
One.
See, that's okay. And are you the same time?
Yeah, for the most part.
So you can set
pretty
your watch
scheduled.
By. Are you uncomfortable talking about this?
No. We're humans.
Okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A visual of like Waterworld and T-Hack.
T-Hack just all exits, no waiting. He's just got hoses in his bathroom. All right, let's talk. Oh no, T-Hack's not in the room.
Oh, no. What are we? Arnar.
Can we do it anyway?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to sing?
I have been this whole time.
I don't think you're singing as strong as you can sing.
Definitely not, okay. Because I can belt it.
One more quick thing.
Yes.
We've been getting videos from people singing along.
We have. And we've gotten requests to give like a better heads up, like a longer heads
okay,
up.
Okay, so this is it. This is your heads up. Get ready. But I was thinking, You've never shot a video of you singing along.
Hello, pot. Here's the kettle.
By the time I get my phone figured out,
I don't have enough time.
I don't even know where my phone is, if I'm being totally honest with you. But this is your moment, right? Is your phone right there?
No.
Yeah, it is. You were just on it.
No.
You just forwarded me an email.
That's my insulin pump.
No, it's not.
That was for my laptop.
Get your phone out. We're doing news or no. This is where you can shoot a video of you singing along. And today, Erin is posting a video of her singing along to news or no.
I'll do an end of the year thing with all of
us.
No,
you won't. No, you won't. Do it. Get it out. Do you have it? Pull your phone up. Erin?
What?
You?
Why are you forcing this?
Because, okay.
What?
We're going to get to news or nope. But do you know how many times I've been doing something stupid on this side of the room?
Yeah.
And I look up and you've got your phone out capturing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's your turn.
I hate you.
It's your turn. Get it out. Have we preambled long enough? Okay. Erin?
I'm setting it up. I don't have my thing over here. Look, I have it.
You're not going to hold it and do like...
Okay, fine.
Just hold it and
we'll do that.
No, just you.
We'll both be in it.
Just you. Okay, here we go. This is when you take a video of you singing along. News. You're supposed to be singing news.
I'm trying to figure out where to put it.
No! Erin! No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Keep going.
This is news.
Or no. There you go. One more gunk gunk.
Gunk gunk. Oh, shoot. I was early.
Gunk gunk. Okay. There you go. So send your videos to our socials or to the Slacker Show.
At alice1059.com.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, T-Hack is not in the room. He would be the most excited to hear this.
Oh, I'll pretend to be T-Hack. Hello.
It turns out that Taco Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
Taco Bell, although it's still Mexican food, quote unquote, they're adding chicken nuggets to their menu.
Shut.
Starting tomorrow.
Your face. Like, not Mexican-y. Not like, because didn't they used to have like... chicken fries or something? They had something.
They do. Yeah, they do have fries.
Nacho
they
fries did or something. Something.
Yeah.
Like, I know Burger King has chicken fries.
Yeah. I think Taco Bell just had regular fries and everyone was like,
no,
what is...
they've never had fries.
Yeah, they've had fries.
No, that's Del Taco. Del Taco has crinkle fries.
Okay.
But I don't think Taco Bell...
they had some sort of fries.
They had like a crazy nacho fry or something.
Okay.
It's like, that's nacho fry, that kind of thing.
Well, they now have chicken nuggets.
Right? Chicken nuggets starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Taco Bell, can you drop some off? T-Hack would not be excited about that.
He loves chicken nuggets.
I know, but I don't. He doesn't eat Taco Bell.
Would he? They'd be too spicy.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah,
if it's got an ounce of white pepper on it, like he's just ugh. Yeah, no. But I would like to try them. So if there's not a long line, I'll bring some in tomorrow. Good evening. Breaking news. I don't have a story. I have something I want to talk about on the show, though, and this is the only shot we have.
Okay.
And I feel weird that TX's not in the room. Why do we keep reference? Okay. I got a book.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Listen, I'm not going to read it, just whatever.
Oh.
I got a cookbook in the mail, and you know about this, so stop acting like you don't know. And it's a cookbook, something about like cooking with water or yes. something. And on the front, there's like ramen and all this stuff. And inside.
Soup? Is it like, no, it's just, soup. Okay.
Yeah, I don't, okay. So I got this envelope. I open the envelope, inside's a book. And we get books here sometimes from publishers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, but it's got in there, the author is on tour. They'd like to stop by your show, blah, blah, blah. This book had no note from the publisher.
Nope.
No note from the author.
Nope.
No note from the gift giver.
Correct. No return address even.
Like a, it's a weird,
it's a PO
really
box.
Really long PO box.
Yeah.
It had my real name on it.
Mm-hmm.
My first, last, and middle initial.
Yeah.
All on it. And it came to my home.
Okay.
Aaron.
So a family member sent you
Aaron, it's
a book.
Here's the deal. They didn't. Because it also says AKA Slacker on it. So somebody got my real name, my real address, and sent me a random cookbook. I was talking to T-Hack about it.
Mm-hmm.
He got a book called My First Cookbook. Now, T-Hack's a dude who doesn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
He also has two children, so it could play to that. It was sent to his home address with his first name, middle initial, full last name.
Yeah.
And said AKA T-Hack on that as well.
No return address, just a P.O. box.
Same exact thing. No note inside.
Yeah.
No nothing. You have to tell the truth about what you got.
Yeah, no, I got the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook sent to a house that I have not listed anywhere.
If you know Aaron's full name and you tried to Google her, this would never come up.
Mm-hmm.
This address does not come up. It was addressed to
My first name, my middle initial, and my last name.
What did it, how was your first name spelled?
Oh yeah, E-R-N. Capital E, capital R-N, which if you know, that's from the opening day incident.
The opening day incident like 3 years ago where Aaron was so plowed she needed to get an ambulance.
We don't
there.
Need to get into
We do because it's like, so that tells me it's somebody who listens to the show.
Yeah.
But somebody who listens to the show so hard that they knew that story from a long time ago, but then did research and found our home addresses.
Which I guess is
Aaron.
It's easy to find.
My name is very common and I'm not that easy to find. The people who live in my neighborhood all know that I'm there. Like looking at you, Rionio, you like the people, you guys know where I live and I'm okay with that. I'll see y'all at Poor later. But like, no, I don't. They found a very strange address for you.
Yeah. Because I literally have not changed my address anywhere from, like, it's always been my childhood home, pretty much. Even when I was in an apartment, even now with my housing situation.
So this person either waited here at the station and followed you home.
No.
And probably had to sit at different dudes' houses.
Which one is her house?
She goes to this one more often. This one must be where she actually lives. I don't know.
Hmm.
If you're the person who sent us these books and this was just all a nice gift, thank you. Show yourself right now because I'm about to unleash the full force of PIs and cop friends and SWAT friends on you. Right? I'm serious.
I mean, it's very thoughtful. It's very sweet. But I want to know who did it so bad.
I'm not mad that you have my home address. I'm not mad. But I'm mad that they have yours. That makes me...
I'm just so surprised.
That makes me very uncomfortable.
I just want to know.
All right. I've ruined news or note for today. But if you know, if you have any idea who our weird little book giver is, send us a note along with a video of you singing news or nope to theslackershow@odyssey.com or alice1059.com. I've never had holiday stress before, but you guys are freaking me out. It's mostly T-Hack.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it big time.
Like, okay, Let's do the easy one first. Aaron, you're just not buying anything for anybody, right?
No, I am.
Who are you buying for? You're not buying for anybody in this room.
Correct. We have all agreed no gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have all agreed no gifts, right?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, family, friends.
You don't have, like, who, like, what do you, okay. Okay. But like, you're real, you went to London with your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, that's somebody very close to you. You have to buy her something.
No, because we agreed this year that our new tradition, we're going to stop buying each other gifts and we're just going to save that money to go on annual trips.
Would you have bought each other presents in the value of going to London?
It depends, but yeah.
Okay, that's stupid. Okay.
Whoa.
And then you're not taking her husband, your brother?
No. He can stay at home. Okay. This is a girl's trip.
Okay, I'm with you, Hack. Now I'm stressed about Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
What? That's not fair.
It's totally fair. She's a close
guy
friend.
Guy finds
She's
a wife, a- and then you're like, once a year, I'm going to take her away from you?
He's in the military. He's gone half the time anyways. It's fine.
You're changing your story.
He's not just gone. He's serving our country.
No.
You know, like, yeah, he's just out philandering in Fallasia. Is that a place?
I don't know.
Fallujah.
I wouldn't know.
I don't remember. Okay, so you're not stressed at all.
I still am because I still have a few gifts I need to get, but I know I will.
What are you getting me?
We agreed. Okay.
So the real thing I wanted to talk about is you're melting down, buddy.
Yeah, the holidays, they're
That's
hard.
Such a nice T-Hack way is, to put it.
No, I mean, we were just kind of talking off air, and it was like, Christmas, you know, it's so fun when the kids are little, and then T-Hack's like, they don't need anything. I'm like, well, okay. All right, Mr. Grinch.
No more gifts.
It's turned completely. They have so much. Everything is so Amazon, like Walmart, wherever you get your stuff, it's so easy to get it next day. Every place has everything, too.
And you've bought them crap. Like, the problem is, you like, as a parent, your beautiful little girl, you probably go, oh.
Mm-hmm. You just
on a random Tuesday and you just gave it to her.
Show up with stuff. Exactly. So there's nothing special anymore. And I guess part of it is my own fault as a parent, but I don't know how to stop it. I feel like I'm on this ride. I want to get off.
You can't stop
I don't know how to stop
can't.
It. How do we make the kids like understand that this is a special occasion? You're getting gifts. Even like birthdays, they get so many, and thankfully they have so many people in their life that love them so much. That's the positive of it. Everyone wants to get them stuff. And then they just get so much stuff. And then they end up...
Yeah, if you have aunts and uncles, like, that leaves nothing for you to buy.
Right. Exactly. And it's just...
If they had a birthday and they got a bunch of crap, and then aunts and uncles are all like, I'm going to get more of that crap, then what's left? Then you have to go big ticket. Like, you have to go Power Wheels. Like, you got to get one of the the cars that
or
they can drive themselves.
Or do a family trip.
But they're too young to appreciate that. They don't get it. Like, it's like, wait, what? Like, aunt, whoever got me this, what, you're taking me with you to, like, Pennsylvania? That sucks.
Yeah, they're like, you have to bring me.
Right.
You literally have to.
You have to wait to do the trip thing. But, like, even you, Aaron, you said your nephew has... Does he listen to the show?
No.
I know he's little, but, like, does he?
He actually does, because he'll be like, I heard you and Slacker talking about this. It's really cute.
You kept presents back from him on a birthday.
Oh, yeah. So my youngest nephew turned one in July. And
he's got too much.
Way too much. Way too much, because that was also like the timing of it. Just everyone and their mothers got a gift.
Yep.
And so we were like, we don't need all these.
So you just lied.
We didn't lie. He's one.
I mean, you still lied. I mean, just because he's easier to dupe doesn't mean it's less of a lie. It's like,
well,
I mean, conning old people is still conning. It's just easy.
We moved him downstairs. He couldn't go down the stairs.
And you're going to unwrap the birthday paper off of him.
Yeah. And then just put Christmas paper on him.
What are you going to, like, so...
I don't know. It's tough. And everyone, you can't tell people not to send gifts because maybe that's their love language. They want to, you know? Like, they're their grandkids and their nephews and nieces, all that. So they want to be a part of it. I just don't know how to stop it. It's just so much. And then, also, I feel weird getting presents for my wife now. We've been together so long that I'm like...
What?
It's like, I just get something. Get something you want. Find something you want and get it.
You're asking her to go get something for herself?
Because
she already does that anyways, because I remember T-Hack mentioning that there was like it was a bread thing, a bread pan. She like has her list ready and just like sends it.
And she just got her own bread pan? You can't buy yourself anything this month.
T-Hack still got it for her, but she had it.
I got it for
her,
yeah. Because I don't know. It's just, what do I want? I want shoes. I get shoes if I want. Like, I don't need you.
She could never go buy you a pair of shoes that you genuinely wanted and didn't already buy.
The problem with me is she would do that. She's an angel. She would. But I would know exactly how much they cost, and I'd be like, take them back right now. Like, I'm not good enough. I don't want that. Like, you don't have to spend that much on a...
Like, I want those...
Because it's coming out of the joint account. It's not like me. It's like, that's our money, and I don't want to spend
it on
that.
And you don't think you're worth it?
No, not me. And it's like, for her, if you
but
want
to... But she wants to surprise you. I kind of dig that. Like, if you guys want to buy me those black Travis Scotts...
We are not buying each other anything.
No, yeah. Yeah, but maybe we should change it. Do you know how much those black Travis Scotts are? Do you know how much they are?
Do you guys want to travel somewhere?
You know
how much they are. Yeah. Like $700.
That's light. Okay. In a size 10, they're like $800 or $900.
No.
But I want them so bad, dude. Will you get that's the only time I've ever wanted anything is I want that shoe. What do you want? Let me see if I can get it.
I don't know what I want. That's the problem. Like everything it's not even a money thing. It's just the society we live in. If I want something, I can order it and it shows up in a mm-hmm. couple days. You know, like there's no waiting anymore.
No,
so
and
nothing.
You've mentioned this, that your kid, Leo, has figured that out. Where it's like,
right.
Well, like you become a POS because it's like, oh, Dad, I want that. And it's like, okay, we'll see. And it's like, it can be here tomorrow. Prime.
Exactly.
They understand
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the yellow button. Just hit that one. No.
Other people's problems, we abbreviate it with, oh, crap. Other, O, people's,
PP.
Ah, others PP. That's yeah. how we abbreviate it.
OPP, you had said, though.
Other people's problems, yes. What's going on today?
We have Rachel today, and she is dealing with some family issues. She's got a new baby, and we're going to try to help her navigate that. Mm. She's coming to the experts.
Oh, my God. There's... one maternal nurturing person in the room who doesn't have children.
Correct.
And us.
Yeah. Where are my kids? Have you seen them?
Rachel?
Yai.
What's happening? How can we help?
Oh, goodness. Okay. So I definitely need your help or your opinion. I am visiting my husband's family in the plains of Minnesota for the holidays.
Oof. And I think you got the location in for some purposeful reason that will become, that's foreshadowing is what that is. Okay, what's going on?
Well, I heard someone say oof, and definitely it's a small house and everyone's going to be staying there. So it's going to be a really cramped few days.
Mm.
Yeah. I recently just had a baby.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm currently breastfeeding and... my in-laws have already told my husband and I that when I'm visiting, I have to be really careful when and where I'm breastfeeding and make sure that none of the uncles or the young nieces and nephews see my exposed breasts.
Hold on. Did you put those in that order on purpose?
I did not.
Okay, well, I'm just...
You're reading into a lot.
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong. This is terrible, but like... the order, list?
I mean, in a weird way, I sort of weirdly understand, like, the kids. I don't also. Right. I also don't. I don't start your angry texts. I haven't taken a side on this at all yet. But to say, we've got some of those uncles, you don't want to get your boob out. You know, it's like...
that feels different than the kids. It's like, I'm with you.
There's I'm still not saying it's right, but there's a little bit more of an understanding, but it's like, well, you know how Uncle Tom gets once he's had a couple of pops.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? So Tom can't. Okay. So say more about that.
Thanks for changing my name to Tom.
Yeah, sorry. What do they mean by that? Or is it what we think it means?
Well, so they told me that they'll have a room in the house where I can go and have some privacy, but I feel like there's just so many people. I'm nervous someone's going to bust in at any moment. And okay, here's the other thing. They also said that they put a chair out in the shed that I could use for complete privacy.
I'm sorry. What?
It's ridiculous. It's so cold out, you know? I just had a baby. I don't want to walk through the snow just so that I don't by accidentally have like a slip or someone sees me. It just doesn't feel right.
They have said out loud.
That's like almost dehumanizing. Like, yeah, just go do this natural thing. in a shed.
Well, Aaron's taking right. side.
Oh, absolutely.
Although at some family functions, I would like a shed. Like a chair. A, chair? A chair and a
oh,
shed.
Just
to get away.
Hello.
That's different.
I'll take shed chair. Like at most family things, I'll take shed chair.
Yeah.
I don't even care if there's heat out there.
Right.
Shed chair. I think that's my new safe word. Shed chair. No, that's too hard to say. Okay, so, and your they told your husband this, and he relayed the information to you. Did he relay it to you while rolling his eyes, or did he relay it to you like, we got to get along, so maybe shed chair is not the worst thing?
Shed recliner. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was choice B. My husband's just like, they're really old-fashioned and traditional. But I'm like, why even go then? Like, what's the point if I have to, you know, hide out and
yeah, if you're going to be out there by yourself,
sure feels comfortable
most
yeah.
of the time anyway. Like, why even?
Okay,
half the time you're gone because okay. you're in. The-
I'm gonna take umbrage with that, but let me get the phone okay. number in 303-222-5423. That's where you call and tell her to go to the shed chair. That's or tell her she doesn't have to. And that's also where you text, 303-222-5423. Your T-Hack making it sound like you're breastfeeding 24 hours a day.
How often is it?
It's been a hot minute for me. It's yeah. every few hours.
Gosh,
right?
I haven't done it in a while. it's every couple hours, I would say.
Yes.
But it's not an hour each time. You know, it's like 10 or 15 minutes every other,
I'm not
every couple hours.
Aaron, dude. Take your weird eyes and calm down. I'm not.
They're just green. I don't know what you're talking.
No,
about.
But like I'm not suggesting. This is one of those things we've had OPPs come up where it's like, oh, should I lie or should I do this? And it's like, how long do you have to do it for? Like it sometimes.
Right, but lying
for the betterment.
Lying,
of me,
you have like a choice, and like there's kind of some morals involved. Breastfeeding is a natural thing, and I don't understand why people are uncomfortable around it. Just, if you're uncomfortable, you should leave. Not. The person breastfeeding.
But in a packed house, I'm not... Stop texting
my
mean things
to me.
My eyes
are weird. What do you
no,
want?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying the family's right, but is there anything in you... I mean, I'm personally... I swear, when I first went to Brazil, before my wife, my ex-wife now, and I had kids, like I was sitting next to her sister, and she was like, pulled her boob out, before her kid was even near her, and it was like, "Bring me Pedro." And it was like, "Oh, this is just how it is in Brazil." You just no, and no, I wasn't like, "Oh, a boob." You know what I'm saying,
right?
Like, but did you understand in the plains of Minnesota, if that's a thing, whatever she said, it's not quite as open as that, and sometimes you just don't. Like,
I don't know. That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, even I've been in situations like I've been through this very recently. My wife breastfeeds, so I am used to it. And we've been visiting friends, and it's the same thing where I like have turned a corner, and our friend has been breastfeeding, and then I'm just like, because I don't want her to feel uncomfortable.
Correct.
I'm not uncomfortable, and I'm not trying to look or anything, but I don't want her. I don't want it to be perceived that I'm trying to look. Correct. I want her. Like, it was just an accident. So, but there is that moment where it's like, even if I am comfortable and I'm completely fine with it, but it's just like, oh, sorry.
Like if you walk like, in on awkward. A woman breastfeeding, for some reason, men go like, oh God, oh God. Even well, though it's so natural.
No, I understand that because you do want to like respect their space. Yes. If they do step out into another room, you want to get sure.
And in a packed house, if they've got this, the one room and the
it
kids come.
It shouldn't be a shed. That's so dehumanizing.
There's a chair.
is she going to be next to like goats kidding. And cows too?
No,
and they can
not,
milk those as
it's
well?
Not that kind of, is it that kind of shed, Rachel? Do you have to shear sheep?
Well, the thing
while
is, I don't think the shed is even heated. So it's also, you know, it's a newborn baby. So I don't really know if that's healthy for either of us.
Yeah. Well,
the shed feels real.
But that's what I'm wondering. Are they, we always assume malice of the people who aren't on the air with us because we don't know. But is the family thinking this way you'll have a dedicated space where you can feel comfortable? I think it's misguided.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. Stop.
Wow.
I hope that's the case.
That's a healthy perspective. What he's saying.
Yeah.
Because we're going bunch of rednecks, creepy uncles, uneducated children, and maybe they're just thinking of you. Well, man, when I recapped it, it wasn't as good as when you said it. You want to say it again? But you're right.
I don't know. Like, and I still think it's misguided, and the shed is dehumanizing. I agree. But in their mind, like, are they, is there a way we can talk to them and just go, can we get a different dedicated space that isn't the shed?
The garage?
And then they go to the garage, and then you're like, okay, now you just want me outside. Now you view
me
as
cattle. The garage would be more heated.
I guess.
And it's connected, hopefully.
Connected, yeah. I don't know. In the plains of Minnesota. Rachel, do we have all the information we need to fix this? I mean, we're gonna get some calls. And like, I don't know.
I am stubborn and maybe a little passive. I would be like, all right, I'm not going to come back to visit you until I'm done breastfeeding. Oh, I have another kid. I have to breastfeed that one. See ya in 14 years.
Mm. I don't think you're supposed to breastfeed that long. But.
I don't know. I don't have any kids.
I won't be breastfeeding that long. I promise you that.
All right, Rachel, hang on right there. We'll get you some people. I don't know. I want to believe
that there is some like logic and reasoning, like on the good side of things, like T-Hack said.
You just don't want to have to explain to every kid. It's like, I thought we weren't supposed to see boobs, Mom. And it's like, yeah, but this is natural. And like, I'm 100% behind you. I think this family is outrageous. But it's also, it goes back to the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And it's like, I'm not saying the family's right, but if they're all sort of in this mindset, you're right. Rachel can just remove herself, and then it's like we've solved it. But also, she wants to be with family, and mm-hmm. like,
yeah. And I mean, she should not have to have, having just given birth, she should not have to be the one making the accommodations. I think
then everyone goes out to the shed while she. How many chairs do we need to put in the shed? In your mind, Hack, what is happening?
I don't know, and that's it. I disagree with it. I can't stress that enough, but I don't know how we make a house full of people who are uncomfortable with it. That is wrong. We agree. But how do we make them comfortable with something that they're not?
All right, so Rachel needs your advice. Should she not go on this trip? Should she set up new parameters?
In with them out maybe and just kind of set the tone from the beginning of just like I'm not moving.
All she wants to do is breastfeed her newborn baby during the holidays. 303-222-5423. OPP, we are trying to help out Rachel. She's basically going back home to Conservativeville or something like
Minnesota. She's got
a brand new baby. She needs to breastfeed. And the family has suggested, with the house being packed,
that she goes to a barn to do it.
Shed is different than barn. They've suggested they have a room, but with so many kids and adults, and specifically uncles that might see her naked boobs, that maybe she goes somewhere else mm-hmm. for those processes.
Yeah, and it seems. Seems strange. Maybe they're trying. Maybe they're trying to be considerate in a weird way. I don't know.
That's basically what we're trying to do. I mean, I think we all can agree that breastfeeding is a natural thing.
Yeah,
and she should be allowed to do it wherever, and everyone should adapt to her. Mm-hmm. So, what is her way to push through that? Oddly, though, we have somebody who's really on the side of the family on this one, and we wanted to get to her first. Mm-hmm. Nicole?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. So you texted in and you're willing to be on the air with us. What? How are you on the family side on this?
So, okay, as a fellow female myself, I don't want to sound terrible, but I do have something to say about it. It's a beautiful, natural thing. We all get it. But at the same time, the same angst that she feels about having to go do this and being shoved out to pasture, basically, in a barn to do it, I get it. She'd rather be at home in flannel pajamas and wiping the baby spit and stuff off her shoulder and not be seen. Well, they don't want to see her either. And I don't mean that's gross, but it is kind of gross. Like, why bring the family down with you? You get what I'm trying to say? It's awkward. If you're an 8-year-old kid trying to eat a candy cane, and you turn around and there's Aunt so-and-so's boob. And if you're Uncle whoever, and now you've seen your nephew's wife, tit. It's just, I think it's gross. I'm sorry. It is. I wouldn't want to be seen. I would yeah, it'd be cold out in the shed, but I probably would go there just to keep from there being awkward moments, because as much as it's a beautiful natural thing, we can't deny it's not awkward. It's your boob.
Are you a mom, Nicole?
No, I'm not a mother, but I have seen people breastfeed in public, and it's gross.
It's, you find it, whoa. Okay. Literally,
yeah,
the
sorry.
Word
when
gross.
When I'm shopping, I don't think, oh, that's so sweet. Look at that woman's boob.
You shouldn't think anything. You should mind your business. Well, like, I doubt that this woman is going to be baking cookies and holding her baby with her boob out. Like, she'll still be seated in a corner of the living room or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, can't she just keep her boobs her business?
Okay. Well,
they're kind of the baby's business too, I guess, for a time period.
So you, in your opinion, all breastfeeding should happen behind closed doors? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like as annoyed as she is that she, you know, like has to go outside and do it, it's just as annoying to watch it. I'm sorry.
Okay, but so then just riddle me this. Why do you think some women choose to do it? If you think it should always be behind closed doors because that's how you think, why do you think some women do it in public?
I mean, I'm assuming they do it because that's the baby's feeding time and they don't have a choice if they were shopping or their lunch right. lasted longer and they had to do it. But there's breast pumps nowadays. There's things that make it more convenient. So it's not like 1987 where you have to whip it out in a shopping mall food court. I think that we've advanced in modern society, and I don't necessarily think advancing means you have to advance to think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a private thing, and it should be kept private. It's awkward for all.
But we don't know what the baby is used to, if she's used to the bottle and like the artificial nipple or whatever, or like we don't know how difficult breastfeeding is for this woman. There's other variables.
Nicole?
Yes.
Would you be willing to talk to any of the other people who are calling in who'd like to talk to you about your standpoint on this?
Sure. I mean, I know it's on harsh, but I'm telling you right now, everybody thinks it or it wouldn't be a topic. It's the absolute truth. It makes everybody uncomfortable.
Okay, well, let's grab Millie real quick. Millie?
Yay.
How do you feel about Nicole's take?
Pretty upset, honestly. Like, she's putting all this shame on women breastfeeding in public, which, yes, is a beautiful and natural thing. And, you know, part of advancing is, like, maybe not treating women like they should have to hide what their bodies do.
Snaps. Yes.
Do you think, Nicole, that it's... I don't want to say that part. Do you think that women who breastfeed in public are doing it for attention?
I wouldn't go so far as say it's for attention. I think that they're doing it out of necessity in that moment that, you know, maybe they didn't do the breast pump and they stayed out longer than they should and the baby's hungry, so they have to do it. I think they're doing it out of necessity, but I also think you can do it in private. There's a bathroom stall. I don't think you have to whip it out.
So you got
to
be in the pooper at a mall.
Or in a bar.
Yeah, I don't think your waiter has to see it or the people shopping with you. I don't think, I mean, what do you, okay, to the other person that's arguing with me, what does she want? To give them a medal because their body does a natural, beautiful thing? Our bodies do a lot of natural things we don't get a medal for.
Millie, care to retort?
I mean, I'll give them a medal. That's fine with me. But honestly, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you would condone them sending this woman out into a goddamn polar vortex to go to a shed. Like, there are better solutions if privacy is absolutely required. If she wants that, there's other ways to do that. And if anyone, creepy uncles included, can't avert their eyes politely if they don't want to see it, then they should be going to the damn barn.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Millie. I think we have somebody else who'd like to chat with you here. Brittany.
Hi.
I guess you get another shot at Nicole. Anything you'd like to say to her that hasn't been said?
Oh, I definitely have some things to say to Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, but is she married? Like, they're just going to throw her out in the barn because there's no room at the inn? Like, there are so many places and, like, so many different kinds of things that women use to cover themselves anyway. So, like, you know, even if she has to just pull it out, Like, who cares? You said that an 8-year-old can be eating a candy cane and, you know, seeing a boob. Like, there are nipples on Netflix. That's what they're seeing all the time. Like, no. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you're just like, no, send her out into the frigid cold. I have family in Minnesota that I go see every year. Do you know how cold it is there? Mm. Like, it's terrible. And to have to force someone to go out into a shed, which is actually worse than a barn, because at least a barn doesn't have like tools and canoes and yeah. whatever have you, yep. you know, that could like fall on this poor woman while she's trying to yep. feed her child. That's absolutely ridiculous. No, no, no.
Thank you, Brittany. It's been lovely. Hey, Nicole, I hope you don't have, like, no, never mind. Like, I don't hope you don't have kids, but I hope you, like, if you want kids, I hope you come around to, like, a different point of view.
Yeah.
But why? So that you can see my in public? I mean, why can't I do it in private if I have kids and spare everyone?
I mean, you can. You can absolutely do that.
She might be one of the types of people that has to learn from experience.
Yes. Thank you for the call. If you'd like to say anything to Rachel... I forgot about Rachel.
Yeah. I hope she's okay.
Or Nicole, or offer up your shed in Minnesota. 303-222-5423. I have a little bit of a, I have a health update
for me.
It's not a real health because I still haven't opened my test results from the other thing. I think I told you what I did.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Hand them to me. No, I will look at them.
No, I don't want you to.
They're probably expired by now.
Honestly, you have to get new tests.
I probably do.
Oh my God.
Because what I did was like, I looked at them and like, you have to look at it. I looked at it like I was looking at the 3D picture. You know, you kind of like fuzz your eyes out a little bit. And what I was looking for,
because
the way it comes in is green if you're good. Yellow okay. if you're borderline, and red if you're not, if it's bad, if it's okay. like we need to worry about stuff. And it was definitely stop and go traffic. It was mostly stop traffic. So I didn't really delve into it because I'm just going to go ahead and like go, okay, message received.
Is it?
Message partially.
Why did they just send you a red piece of construction paper?
That will probably, if you're, what was it, Lifeline or something? We looked it up. It was like some place in a church that I went and got tested or whatever. You can just, they do blood work and they do a okay. carotid IMT. They like check your whatever. My assumption was it was real bad.
And what was it for? Do you remember?
They did everything. They did like your cholesterol. Just,
oh, it
your,
wasn't
your,
one specific thing.
No, like you went to different.
Oh, well, because I had a panel and my MCH was kind of elevated.
I don't know what that is. Is that one of the cholesterols or something?
No.
Those are LDL and QLR1.
No, I just remember my doctor being like, that can be due to either, it was like high stress or...
Boinking a lot of dudes?
No, high alcohol.
Yeah, but the high alcohol leads to...
Or no, it was like low iron or high alcohol. And I was like, what if it's both?
Are you talking about ALT?
No, what?
Because your ALT levels can be elevated. That's in your liver.
Okay.
Oh, it's not iron.
Bonfies,
anyway.
Now Vitalant, who yes. I love them. Hey, if you want to, like, this is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
You should get blood.
Yeah, just, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm a huge proponent of that. People go like, they make money or whatever. It's like, yeah, because they store your blood. And like, but like, mm-hmm. it saves people's lives. Just definitely, yeah. if you, like, we lost a good friend's niece in a car accident, and I used to give blood every 6 weeks mm-hmm. as a result. And then COVID kind of kicked me off. I got to get back to it.
But like, my dad used to do it too. He has, I forget, whatever the O, or he has the universal
donor.
One.
Yeah.
So they're always hitting him up for blood.
I guess the reason I brought it up is there was just one time where I'd been in like with my ex-wife, two wives ago, we'd been on a bit of a bender, and then I just went on a clean cleanse, did everything right, and then gave blood. And they like called me and were like, we're going to use it, but like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, your ALT levels are like stupid. And they're like, have you had a lot of brown alcohol? And I'm like, I've had a lot of brown everything. It was like, it was real bad. Okay.
Anyways, yes.
So that's kind of my health update. So I'm making a couple changes.
All right.
I'm thinking about making a couple changes.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Well, because Aaron's not being very supportive of one of them.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay. I'm thinking about doing kind of a carnivore keto kind of thing.
Yes.
But it's so hard to do during the holidays.
I know. That sounds way too hard.
No.
It's hard, not. One, because of alcohol. And I know I just made myself seem like a giant alcoholic. But it's like, we have a guest coming into town in a couple of days. And we like, there's just, there, and it's like, I can't not. And it's like, oh, have a mocktail. Mocktail has carbs in it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about when they put the bread on the table? Who cares
I can skip the bread on the table.
Literally don't understand why you're saying that I'm not being supportive.
You're being supportive.
I'm the person that's giving you like different companies. You could try HelloFresh. You could try this.
Then I'd have to cook.
Exactly.
I want like
that's
Factor.
A you problem. That's not
no,
me.
No, I'm like, is there, if you know any places where I can get like ready-made, like, no carb food, like just a bunch of meats or like meats and like, I still want to eat fruits and veggies. I don't want to go like full on, like just eat bacon all day. But like 303-222-5423, text us and tell like if you have any great places like to do that stuff. But like, Aaron's just like, I just don't feel like you're, cause like one, I said, I know me. And if I have to go open this HelloFresh thing, it's like, oh, first steam the broccoli, then like I will get out seven pans and cook for you, for TAC, for my kids.
It takes 20 minutes. It's so like, easy.
I just,
they
you
have
know what
it
takes
all
less
ready
time
for you.
To go to my pantry and grab bad food. So I need food at the ready.
Get rid of the bad food in your pantry.
I will, but I...
I'll help you get rid of it. I know a guy.
I don't want to make you unhealthy as a result. So...
He sent us a picture that one morning. He was like, I am not locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Just drinking a Mountain Dew. Way too early.
All right. So do you support me? You don't.
I
suppose. Just not in the holidays?
It's going to be tough during the holidays. It'd be impossible for me. I love bread.
And cookies.
All things bread and cookies. Yeah. I wasn't going to say cookies, but.
So just positive words of affirmation or advice. I'll take it on our text line. The other thing I'm seriously considering. And if I do this, I think I'm going to be a little like Tiak is with the bidet.
Okay.
Because he's like, you can't even talk to him without him going, you have a bidet yet? You're like, no.
Well, I have people a won't try the one in my in house backyard. For some reason.
I
they
just
won't.
Feel weird about shooting your water in my butt.
It's fresh water.
Is it though?
Okay.
I mean, have you ever gotten too close?
Fresh? No.
Have you haven't touched... the no. secret spot with the bidet
I'm not
on accident.
In love with the bidet.
I hope not, because that's the one that I puked in.
Oh my God, it's got Aaron's barf on your bidet. You have shot. Okay. I'm thinking about doing, and I'll buy you guys them if I do it. I'm thinking about getting a squatty potty.
I know
I've people. Heard really good things.
I know people that are obsessed with it.
Because I've heard the combination. Now, this sounds crazy, but of mooing.
No, I'm sorry, what?
Mooing while you're pooing. Like, you sit down, you're like, oh, moo. And all of a sudden, I guess everything's moving, especially if you're like, I don't have a problem with things moving, but I've just heard it's just better for you to have your legs up. And yes, I
like
could put a stack of Bibles or something
back there.
Yeah.
You're not like as bent.
Or you're more bent.
I don't know. I don't know.
I've had some run-ins with squatty potties before as a toilet connoisseur. And they're okay.
Yeah, but you're in there for a bit, so your legs probably fall asleep.
A little bit.
I'm on and gone, man. I just want to go in there, get my feet in the stirrups,
yeah.
Ride that horse.
To me, it was always just kind of in the way.
8 seconds is all I need. It's like a rodeo for me.
It's always in the way a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Aaron, I'm out here trying to get...
Yeah.
Trying to get some dating. Yes, if anybody wants to play rodeo at my house.
8 seconds.
Again, we could do a lot of things.
Does the
seconds.
Squatty potty help with the date? Like if
with dating?
Yeah, if a date comes into your bathroom and sees
it.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe I think they would go like, look at you.
I take care of myself.
Which one would be better? If someone were to come to your house and they have a bidet or a squatty potty? Which one says like, ooh, oh, he's classy.
This is a person who thinks about his butt.
Bidet is French. So it's got points there.
Squatter, potter. This is weird. And I wonder if the guy who I'm talking about, if he's listening, he might be mad at me. But I got asked a very strange question. Okay. Do I like my boy child or my girl child more?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And what was your answer?
Yeah.
I didn't answer, but I think I have an answer. I don't. Do you think your mom has an answer?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I know your sister just passed, so there were three. It wasn't her?
No, it's my brother.
100% your brother?
Yeah.
Why?
This whole time. Because he was a straight-A student. He's the Air Force pilot. Like, just...
And he's in the middle, right?
It's just based on accomplishments.
He's in the middle, yeah.
It's only a comp. You're the baby. I would think you win. You're artsy.
I am very stubborn like my mom. And so we do butt heads. We're very alike.
So she doesn't like you because you're like her.
Kind of. Yeah.
No, you like the things you don't like. It's the dark side of the light chasers. It's like a thing. Like for most people.
I mean, we still get along like very well. Yeah. But my brother's the favorite.
It's a thing. It's a good therapy lesson. TIAC hasn't done any. Like, if you find yourself looking at people going, man, I hate that that guy does this. I hate that this person does that. It's something you actually hate about you. Mm-hmm. More often than not, you're actually most mad at the things that you don't like about yourself.
I hate that guy is just like so handsome and brooding.
You can't just manifest some BS hatred.
He's
of
so
some
rich.
That is not how this works.
Okay.
But so, okay, I got to ask you this, Aaron.
Yeah.
Before he was an Air Force pilot, before he was a straight A student, you think she already liked him more?
Yeah.
So then what is it?
I don't understand. I don't know. He's the only boy in the family?
Huh. That's weird. Mm. Okay. So for me, I don't want to say. Because here's the reason he's asking. And if you had a choice to have one more kid, would you want a boy or a girl? This is a part where I'm violating HIPAA laws, but I'm not a nurse. They have two embryos left for IVF. They have one of each.
Oh.
And it's like, we're about to slap one in there.
So which do we choose?
And they have a boy. So he's asking, would it be better to have two boys or the mismatched set?
Wow.
Well, I remember when TIAC announced that they were having Hazel, there was a comment that you got that like kind of stuck with you, and it stuck with me, where it was like, that's the... not American Dream, but it was something along the lines of like
McMillion Dollar Family. I think it was. Yeah. I never heard that before.
It is.
I guess just boy, girl, two kids.
And the boy first, or does that matter? Why?
I believe that it matters, but I am not sure.
Yeah, I had never heard that before. Let's see it.
Because I'm like,
it's just a boy when you have a boy and a girl. Because just like that's kind of like
the nuclear family,
generic family,
you just like the
boy,
thing.
Girl. Like every sitcom has a boy and a girl. Every book is like boy and a girl.
If you're playing the game of life with the little car going around the track, you put a blue peg in, then a pink peg in, and you're like, there we go, I'm done.
Yeah,
I
guess. Okay. That's, yeah.
So, do you think you like one of them more than the other?
It's very tough at this point.
Hold on,
honest.
Does your family listen? My family doesn't. I can say anything I want.
My kids, I don't think, listen. They don't drive yet. So.
But this stuff goes up on a blog.
It does, yeah.
And then 10 years from now, when Leo's in middle school, somebody's going to go, I downloaded this thing where your dad said he hates your sister or he hates you.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Okay,
I don't hate either of them. I love them both more than life itself.
But you dislike one of them more than you love one of them more than you.
Well, I've been open about when we had Leo first. I was very excited. I'm a guy. I played sports. Like I wanted a son.
Okay.
And I also grew up. I have two younger sisters, and I always wanted a brother. And especially my third sister is like a little younger.
Okay.
I thought she was going to be a brother. She wasn't. So I have two sisters. I've just always wanted a brother. I've been fascinated by that.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh well, here's my chance. Now I don't get a brother, but my kids will be brothers, and that's how I'll get to experience that relationship. Is I'll have two sons.
That's kind of nice.
And I'll get to, and they'll live, and that's even better because what me and my brother are just going to fight, but I get to see them be brothers. Like that's better, right? You want it. Just like I think you'd rather your kid make the NBA than you make the NBA. For me, I would rather see my child do my dream than me.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's more rewarding.
My daughter is becoming quite the guitarist. Oh God!
Yeah.
I mean, I would be very happy if she got to play Red Rocks. I would be, but there'd be a little bit of.
But you would go. You would weep. You'd be in the crowd.
Yeah, I'd weep because I didn't get to do it.
No, it's because she's rocking it, and you're like, "That's
yes, I would."
She did it.
Two things can be true at once. I can be proud of her while also insanely jealous that I never got to do it. Leo's out there draining threes, and you're going to be like, "Yay!"
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
No, you're not.
Yeah. That's way better to see him do it. Especially, I think it's even better if it's not even the same thing. It's just whatever he.
Aaron, if you had a daughter and she got on the reboot of Malcolm in the Middle, you'd be like, go for it, little girl.
I would be like, don't get into acting. It's terrible.
Okay. She's on my team. She just doesn't know how to express herself.
It's not out of jealousy. It's just out of pure protection.
All right. So answer the question.
So we had the son, and then I was like, oh, we're going to have another boy. It's going to be great. And then when we found out we were having a daughter, I was a little disappointed because I'm not going to get my brother.
Okay.
There's going to be no brother. I have no brothers in my life at all.
So you didn't like her from jump?
Until she was born. And then it was like, oh, wow, this is like something I've never experienced in my life. And never, I can't even put it like
you like her.
I
right
love
now.
Yes.
Why
yes.
say it like that's, that?
Yes.
Oh my God! I did not like Mia when she was born at all.
Really?
No. What? God. Ugh.
What?
Why?
Because she said, it's the worst thing in the world. Like everyone, you can be mad at me if you want, but like when you have a kid, they just and it's like, are you hungry? And you give them food, and they're like, it's like, dude, dirty. Blah. What? Like, and you get through, and you just keep listening to the children's hospital commercials that say never shake a baby, and you're like, don't shake the baby, and you get through it, and then all of a sudden they're like, mom. That food, and you're like, oh God, and you're communicating. By the time Noah was four, we're having full blown conversations, and we're like playing with Thomas the Tank Engine, and we like have all this stuff. And then here comes this nasty little reset button that's just, and I'm like, what do you want? I don't understand you. Stop it. Like, ugh.
Yeah, there's, especially when they're younger and they're not sleeping through the night and stuff. Yeah. It's definitely frustrating and draining and all those things. But then,
yeah, but there's only a certain number of things that you have to go through.
No, it's more complex.
Are they
than
hungry?
That.
Do they need a diaper change?
I know, but sometimes you do all those things and it's still not enough. And you're like, what the hell do you want from
then
me?
Stay calm.
I can't.
That's my trick to putting babies to sleep.
Because you're just calm.
Yes.
Because it's not your baby.
Yeah.
So I have a story, you know, Woody, you know what I've just decided? You know Woody from Toy Story?
Yeah, of course.
What is his little phrase? And you pull this.
There's
thing?
A snake in my boot.
Right. My story's kind of like that, but I'm not going to do my story. I'm going to make T-Hack do my story.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
It's about a snake, but not in boots. I'm just making you do it because your snake voice is one of my favorite things.
Okay.
Aaron?
You know when you're just in one of those cleaning moods? There's sometimes where it can go wrong.
Okay.
No, I've never had that.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Let's go!
He was in one of those cleaning moods.
Cleaning moods.
Yeah, you can get the music set up perfectly.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
vibing.
I got it.
Oh, it's so good.
You do just a tiny little bit of crystal meth.
Well,
I've never done any drugs. Say no to drugs, kids. I'm just kidding. It's from the movie. There's something about Mary when she's like, somebody hit her with something, and then she's like, just can't stop the tan lady.
Yeah.
Never mind. All right. Okay. I'm over here.
Well, this dude was cleaning.
Okay, he's cleaning.
And
is he vacuuming?
Yeah, carpet cleaner.
Oh,
specifically.
Okay. Yeah.
He was in full Pooh Bear and just wearing a shirt.
Full Pooh Bear.
Just a shirt.
Our stuff's hanging out the bottom there,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, bother.
That's exactly what the owners of the house said when they came
back.
Owners
of the house. Wait.
It wasn't his house.
It wasn't his house.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, hi.
No. And, so he was just cleaning.
Hi, Pooh Bear. What you doing?
Don't bother.
He was carpet cleaning
someone else's house. He had broken
with
in.
No pants on.
No pants, no shoes, no socks.
Oh.
The owners called the police and they were like, what are you doing here? Please leave. They arrested him. He's now in jail where he is cleaning there.
Can I just...
Whenever my house gets broken into, they just steal stuff. They don't clean.
That doesn't happen in the Woodland Night... What's the name?
100 Acre Woods.
Damn it! Would have been so much funnier and I nailed that.
Yeah.
All right, so my story is going to Tia.
Okay. I'm a snake.
Do you want me to actually do the story then? Or are you just going to do the... Okay. I mean, it's up to you.
There is a man in... South Africa.
Yeah.
Again.
It's
Trevor
it's
Noah.
Australian with just a little bit of like swollen tongue maybe.
Mm.
Don't you think? Because they're like,
okay,
Dimba, but they're like Dimba. Like they're just, it's just a little bit, it's a little subdued. Anyway.
Well, there was a reptile wrangler who was summoned to this home in South Africa because the owner was climbing into bed after a long day.
Yeah.
Ready to have a long winter's nap.
Yeah.
Found a snake. Not just in the bed, but underneath the pillowcase.
No!
Just coiled up.
coiled up. It was not just any snake, the most dangerous cobra was the black mamba.
Shut up!
Just had it.
There's a black mamba in your bed?
Just ready, yeah.
Hello? You know what I'm doing?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not calling anybody. I'm burning the place to the ground.
Yeah. I do. I mean, you want
put your head on it. Like,
that's a biter of a snake.
Yeah.
They like to bite.
There's a type of snake that you do want in the sheets, but not the black mamba.
Can we hear the voice of the black mamba before we wrap this up?
I'm a slithery little snake.
He's having a little bit of a South African.
Yeah.
I'm a snake. I'm a snake. I'm a snake.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.